Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, I'm Jules.
Hello, I'm Sarah.
And welcome to the festive edition.
Welcome to Jules and Sarah, the Christmas party. We can't actually afford the rights to play music, so it will just be relying heavily on me doing lines from Christmas songs as the whole episode goes on.
If, like me, you are not a fan of Christmas, I completely understand if you want to pause now and tune in next time.
Take yourself out for this one. If not, come on, step into Christmas.
Yes, that 30 degrees really coming in now.
I know, it's actually still tropical in the cab office despite the time of year.
It is baking.
Oh my gosh, and you know, these baubles, they're really bringing on the sweat to me over here.
Now, look, it is a Christmas party.
Yes.
And one thing I do enjoy at Christmas, and I'm sure you enjoy, is food.
And booze.
Yes.
Yes.
Now, I wanted to kind of set the bar for the level of chicness that I'm going to be doing this Christmas party at.
Great.
Are you ready to see this bottle of Prosecco?
Absolutely. Oh my gosh. What?
A gold bottle of Prosecco.
Oh my gosh, it's like Willy Wonka.
Yes, I'm not drinking any of that tapped. Yeah,
nothing from a simple green bottle, absolutely not. That's gorgeous.
Yes, I know.
I'd keep that afterwards.
Well, I thought you would.
Yeah,
candle
I will.
In it, let the wax melt down, make a feature. Right up your street.
Absolutely, I love it.
What's in your sack?
What we decided was you would do the booze. Very good. Very lovely booze.
Thank you.
I would do the food. Now, for our Christmas party, no expense spared. I've been to M&S. Yes. Marks and Spencer's. I did a little supermarket sweep around the aisles.
Now, I bet it was awful.
Oh, well, it was heaving, but that was because it was lunchtime rather than festive shoppers. Lunchtime's better because they know they get in, they get out. Do you know what I mean? Like they're in, they're out. You don't want anyone perusing. No. But a lot of the M&S party food, unfortunately, requires a grill or an oven. So this is very much
heating appliances.
A cold buffet. And I know how you hate to buffet, but this evening we are. So, look what I've got.
It's a shame we record this in a caravan in the Outer Hebrides with no electricity, isn't it?
It really is. So look, I've got us. Now you'll like this. These are smoked salmon snowballs with crostini, smoked salmon pate with a dusting of Christmas sparkle, served with a black pepper crostini. Look, they've got silver.
I can't see because the cellophane is reflecting the light. Ooh, yeah,
silver,
they look fun.
Smoked
great
salmon, that's fun, isn't it?
You just assemble them.
Bit of hummus, obviously.
God,
always need a bit of hummus at a party. Now, I've got these courgette and halloumi triangles
in
with sweet onion and a hint of mint and lemon.
Yes, completely festive they are, aren't they?
Also, what's this? The antipasti was on offer, seven quid.
Completely understand.
Also,
I love them.
Olives and manchego, there they are.
I love how, as Sheila put this week, none of that pigs in blankets muck.
No. I love a pig in blanket. I am a pig in blanket. This, now...
I've been dying to try these. I think I know what they are.
A bit of a crisp. Bucks Fizz.
Oh!
Hand-cooked potato
crisps. Oh, I
thought
they were the second one. Yes,
no,
I really want to try these.
Go.
Great.
No, right. Now,
gosh,
obviously...
what a deep sack you've got this evening, Sarah. You're real elbow deep in
Surprise,
it, aren't you?
Like Mary Poppins. I'm surprised myself.
Ooh.
Biscuits for cheese.
Yes.
But where is the cheese?
Oh, I wonder.
So, I've got us this cheese terrine with truffle.
Ooh, that looks nice.
Cheese with a truffle in it. And
it does say it's new.
It does,
I've not seen that before.
That's from the M&S collection. The collection.
The collection.
Just move behind this gold curtain, sir. I just slip you into the collection. And I had to, didn't I?
God.
How could I not bring Port Salut to our Christmas party? So, get that open. Let's go.
Woo!
Cheers, darling.
Cheers. Sorry, I'm just noshing down a bit of Port Salut. Terribly sorry.
Of course.
Gosh, it's good.
That I'm excited. We haven't tried the truffle cheese just yet. It does include the word decadent.
Which I said to Sarah, it's like if the word luxury is included. That is my decision.
Yeah.
I'll tell you if it's decadent. Don't you tell me. Don't you try and lure me in with posh words. Yeah. Can't fool me with your smoke and mirrors.
These crisps, they're quite
listen,
full on.
I'm on the fence.
Yeah,
if
I know.
If anyone's had the Marks and Spencer's Prosecco crisps, I imagine they're rather similar. It's the back taste of tang.
Yeah, they are tangy.
It's like the orange juice has gone zesty in the fridge.
Yes, they are zesty, you're right. And also, it's a bit weird.
A crisp should never be described as zesty.
No. But also, they're quite glittery, which is odd. But I tell you what was a hit... the smoked salmon pâté balls.
Oh, my gosh. Oh my God. Sarah bought these, like, little crostini bread things with, like, mounded smoked salmon pâté. But the dish that it served him with the knife is literally made for on-the-move food. Like a little knife. Go, 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 go.
Yeah, and that is the knife as well that is included on the Virgin Trains first class upgrade snack box. I'd know that knife
if anyone
anywhere.
Would know, you'd know.
I've eaten so many of those snack boxes. Once they kept going up and down going, go on, love. Have another. I must have had 18.
That's outrageous. That's when you know you're going north.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cold a beer, pile on.
And I have been north. I've been to Leeds.
Hey, that's my stomping ground.
I know. I thought of you.
God, tell me everything.
Oh, my God.
Let me live vicariously through you.
I mean, the people were delicious.
They are.
You get off the train, you do a this way, that way. In London, I would have scowled. But as the girl went, oh, sorry, love, I went, it's fine.
It's absolutely
fine. Don't worry.
Fine.
Let's go
don't
round again.
Don't you find that, like, you just chill out. Mm. You're like, oh, it's
you
heaven.
You do. It is that. It is that chill out thing.
I just realised my armrest is too high on this chair. I got the shock of my life when I put my arm down.
But one thing, and now look, this was upsetting, right?
Wow.
Because there was times when I couldn't understand a word. I've been down here too long. And I had a terrible incident because we went up to see Strictly Ballroom, right?
Of course
yes,
you did.
We went up to see Strictly Ballroom and nearly, I mean, we went in, we'd had a lot to drink, right, by the time we got to Strictly Ballroom, which if you are going to go and see it at the Leeds Playhouse, I would recommend a few drinks before you go in. It'll really be in the spirit of
get
the
get in the
thing.
Mood of the glitter.
A big hiya to Martha and Ed, big podcast listeners. Hello.
Hello to you.
They were there. Martha sang along slightly too loudly for the solo of Cyndi Lauper's Time After Time.
Okay.
But, you know, everybody had a lovely time. I nearly fell to my death. We went in. We were trying to find the seats. I was G&T in one hand, ticket in the other. And I thought, you know what? That's how I'd want to go. A ticket to Strictly Ballroom in one hand, a G&T in the other. In Leeds, in the Leeds Playhouse, trip-tropping down the steps. But, so we went to that and then we went out. Now, going out in the north, no queuing, no paying to get in, no where's your driving licence, no stand here just outside even though there's no queue to make us look bigger and because I can tell you to. None of that. And everyone, what I love is you go out and everyone's our age.
Yeah.
Nobody. They're not all 17.
No.
You know what I mean? And nobody's on their phone all the time, you know. It's not like, oh my God, Instagram or it didn't happen. They're all just having a good old time. You can leave your bag on the side. It'll be all
it's
right.
It's so fine. You just leave it. It's totally cool. No one wears coats.
No, nobody.
Nobody wears coats.
And also a lot of girls in an over-the-knee boot, peep toe. And over the knee.
It's big, actually.
Yeah,
it was
really
big at the clothes show the other week. I was like, This just deceives everything because your leg's warm, but your feet are cold.
But your toes are cold. Ooh, where icy. Are they getting them? I've never seen them available in a shop. But
no, they're online things.
We did these things. So we went out, we went to see the show, then we went into town, then we went out for a drink, and then we thought, let's go for a little dance. So we went
in. Where did you go?
Where did we go? We went to Mr. Nobody for a cocktail.
Love it.
And £12.50 for two cocktails.
Yeah, just love the prices
of
the North.
Amazing.
I can't wait to get back north over Christmas.
We went to Smokestack, is it? We went in there. It was all wooden stairs. Honestly, the bouncer welcomed us in. And we got in there.
They're glad of any trade.
The problem was that there had been talk of a fillet of fish, right, before we went in. So that was kind of, it was clear after a couple of songs of us all looking at each other, somebody went, like, gave the signal.
Yes.
And we were like, yeah.
Did you go to that McDonald's on the corner?
Yes.
In Leeds? What time?
Went to that one. Relatively early. It was probably only 12:30.
I've seen all kinds of fiascos in there. It gets rough.
Do you know what? I'm completely lying. We didn't go to that one. We went to one in the station because there was the only place in Leeds that there was queues and a bouncer was McDonald's.
Yeah. I once saw a girl in a Lady Gaga wig fall off a high stool mid-hamburger in there.
Oh, my God.
It's messy. She was in an all-in-one PVC.
Yes, it's all coming back to me now.
Yeah.
But
God, I'm homesick.
I went to order in the McDonald's. You're going to die. I went to order. Oh, hi, fillet of fish, please. Large. With a water, doing my bit.
Yes. And it's a shame they don't serve wine, really.
I know, it is, really. And he went, oh, my God, where's your accent from? I love it. And he went, is it a London accent?
Oh, my God.
Can you bear it?
Oh, my God,
he didn't
Sarah.
Think I was Northern. He thought I was Southern. He thought I was London. I know.
My bones are cold.
I know. Can you imagine?
It's devastating. It's happened to me. It's awful, isn't it?
Or has it happened to you?
Yeah,
that's made me feel better.
Yeah, it has happened to me.
Right.
And you're like, I'm from here.
I'm from here. I want to
go.
And
you've got that
filet
of fish and threw it in his face.
Absolutely. Stick it. Actually, don't. No. I still really want
it. Don't really put
it
down.
But don't say anything like that again.
But look, we're about to go home for Christmas.
Yeah, so we are.
I mean, the next podcast episode, not the nibble, the one after,
yes,
is going to be, all right, love, yeah, all right, we'll be right, bro.
We've been up north, we've had a lovely time.
We'll be back to our room.
Yeah, thank goodness. Now, you've mentioned that we're going home for Christmas. Mm. And, I mean, just for anyone who's not heard this on the podcast before, on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being pure unadulterated hatred and 10 being dressing up as Santa for almost a month, how much do you hate Christmas?
3.
Now it's gone up to a 3, actually. You've warmed up a bit. It's the Prosecco.
Yeah,
it's the Box Fizz Christmas.
I don't know. It's just painful. Like today I was shopping and we're in Selfridges and they're belting out Christmas carols.
Yeah.
And everyone's pushing around, shoving about. And I was like,
that's not the spirit of Christmas, though. It's not shoving around Selfridges is not what Christmas is about. It's about shiny, glittery, smoked salmon pate.
It's not about tinsel. It's not about tat.
It is not about
tat. That's
what
I hate. It's the tat.
Yeah, but
a bauble here, glitter there.
Do you know what?
Too much.
You know what you need? Jules' classy Christmas.
Actually, yeah.
A guide.
And
I
don't like buble. There, I said it.
Oh, my God!
I don't. I hate
him. I'm sure if you met him in real life, he's
I have
lovely
met him in
man.
Real life. He's very nice, but I don't like his music. He's lovely and charming and swooning, and you do want to sleep with him, but I don't like his blinking music.
But forget it. Move over, Buble, for Christmas.
Buble bauble. So, yeah, really. Have you done much Christmas shopping?
Oh, my gosh. It's never ending, right?
Gosh,
I was
it is.
So
it's like an onion.
On it. I had an amazing list, and I've still got two big ones to get. I'm really annoyed because I'm like, come on. I just wanted it wrapped under the tree, sitting with a sherry and a port,
Sherry.
Yes.
I am bang on the sherry at the moment. And my friend Sarah taught me, another Sarah, terribly sorry.
Yeah, not as good.
Taught me to not drink sherry out of a little glass. Have it in a wine glass with ice.
Oh, really?
And a lot of it.
Don't do an Emily Bishop. No. Upgrade.
What's an Emily Bishop?
Emily Bishop in Coronation Street always has a sherry in a small,
yes,
one of those
Coronation
small
Street
glasses. I remember now.
Now, look, it is Christmas. I've got a Christmas present for you.
Now, I've got a Christmas present for you.
Now, I know that you said to me, it has to be fun, it has to be fun and Christmassy, but darling, I don't do that.
Oh no, you don't do novelty.
So I've done Chic.
Oh no, I've done beyond novelty.
Because I just couldn't, Sarah, I couldn't face it. And I was like, I could try and be something that I'm not, but that's not what the Jules and Sarah podcast is about.
Absolutely.
It's about being
not.
Yourself. Chic or novelty, you
it's
choose.
It's about take me as I am, feral or the very, very high end. Now, are we going to do them now or are we going to do them at the end of the podcast?
Let's do them at the end.
We're going to do them at the end.
I'll
a little
sit
tease.
Back down.
Yeah, a little tease. Shall we try this truffle cheese?
Oh my God, I'm desperate. I want to know if it is decadent. You tell me.
Well, darling, if anyone knows, it's going to be you.
I'm worried about these plastic knives that we have here in the cab office.
I know.
Do you remember we've broke a few on the on cheese before?
We have.
Not the sturdiest of things, are they? Oh, God, I can't get it in.
I can't believe we waited this long for it.
I'd forgotten, to be honest. That fizz is kicking right
in. Yeah, absolutely.
In.
Good job I
like,
brought
it. Like, what's my
right?
name? I'm like Rihanna over here.
We always talk about drinking booze in the cab office. It's like being on a flight. Now, you've got straight in there, no cracker.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
Is
it's
it?
Absolutely gorgeous.
But the question is...
my God.
Is it decadent?
I won't know until I'm on the third piece.
Right.
Hang on, you need that knife.
Yeah, thanks. There you go.
So what is the full title of it, again, in case anyone wants to rebuy?
Okay, this
and
is...
And I wish this was sponsored by Marks and Spencer.
Yeah, I know.
This is cheese terrine
oh
with
my
truffle.
God.
Sheep's milk cheese with decadent layers of truffle and porcini.
Oh, is that mushroom?
Mm.
Oh, that's put me right off that. Oh, that's really...
Oh, it's gorgeous.
I didn't know that. God, it's gorgeous.
It is gorgeous.
Yeah.
That is worth having.
Is it decadent?
Oh, one more piece I've got to have.
Yeah.
Hang on. I'll have it with a bit of cracker. So you didn't pass me that knife
back. Oh, sorry.
No, I did it with my bare hands. Hang on a minute.
Come on then, darling. The verdict. The nation waits, bated breath. Is it decadent?
Yep.
He's declared it decadent. Gosh, oh, I'm relieved for everyone involved, to be honest.
I'm relieved for their marketing team.
Yeah.
Well, I would have sued.
And it is from the M&S collection, isn't
what is
it?
That?
Yeah, well, you know, come behind this golden curtain,
it's
sir.
A lap dancing club.
Come on in. Absolutely not. There's been none of that sort of thing going on. Not in the M&S collection. Now,
you make it sound like their underwear campaign, yeah. Like the Victoria's Secret show.
I'm actually
Alexa going, won't be happy, will she?
I am actually one of the M&S angels. Yes.
Yes.
That's right.
I would like to see that. Here, darling, have a little top up.
Oh, thanks so much.
Now, look, we have got the biggest sack ever of correspondence for this week.
It is. I mean, I feel like Santa. Look at that pouring out of the place.
Oh, Take a pick.
Well, I'm going to go for the red one, actually.
Fine.
Now, even though you will be listening to this the day before Christmas Eve, it does still say here, remember to post early for Christmas, which I think we can all take something from. The stamp suggests it's from Down Under, babes.
Don't even go there.
I know. It is. It's another one from Down Under. Oh, my gosh. Not only is it a Christmas card, it's a Christmas card with a cheese pun. It has a picture of a manger... Yes, with three very small baby bells. One of them's got a dummy in. Little baby cheeses in a manger.
Oh
little
my God,
baby Jesus.
So... Oh my God,
do you see
so
it? It's got goggly eyes. December 2016. I like a date.
Get in your Australian
accent,
I need
accent, to get in my
doll.
Australian.
It's beautiful.
Do you know what? I almost think you should read it, because mine will just wear off.
Right, pick
here,
it
Here, go on. You read it. You're better than me at Down Under.
Now, listen, it's quite the novel here, so I'm going to have to skim read it, but we will be reading the full thing off air, obviously. Dear Jules and Sarah, wishing you both the most festive and merry Christmas.
Aww.
One filled with delicious treats, sweet, savoury, biscuit, bubbles, the works. loads of laughs and happy memories. Thank you for a year of exceptional podcasts,
Aww.
YouTube clips, Snapchats and Instagram pics. Basically all of the socials. I just adore you both and so look forward to your chats and our photos whenever they pop up on my phone. After a truly rotten year professionally,
Aww.
Your cheery voices and smiley faces always perk me up. I can't tell you how many people I've told about you. Well, actually, I can. It's loads. What's not to love?
Absolutely.
Here's to 2017 and years of new beginnings, exciting adventures and special friends.
Yeah.
Love to you both. Isabel.
Oh, easy.
AKA Port Salut crew member.
Oh, I think we need badges. Don't you? Little badges for
everyone. Well, just wait for Port Salut to email back.
Yes, Port Salut. Still no word. Still no word.
Okay, so the next one is, I believe it's from America. The logo of Jules and Sarah. We were saying, weren't we? The calligraphy of how you've written Jules and Sarah on the front.
Stunning.
Oh my God. The chicest card ever. You're going to die.
Oh, is that a snow globe?
It's a snow globe with like little elves decorating a tree and a metallic print.
Now that, I mean, that's got you all over it.
Totally, totally. Dear Jules and Sarah, happy Christmas. I hope you both have a wonderful holidays and may 2017 bring you all the, in no particular order, pot salut, bubbles, and love a soul can handle. From America, Amy Speakman.
Amy Speakman. Totally sorry. Gorgeous. Okay, this one. Let's have a look. No distinguishing features. Just, again, it's posting time and the last posting dates. First class for the 21st of December. If you're listening to this on Friday, I'm afraid you've missed it. Right. Walking in a winter wonderland. Bit of glitter on the front.
Oh, lovely.
Hello, Jules. And hello, Sarah. Enjoying that. I thought it was about time I wrote into the cab office because Lord knows I've been communicating with you in every way possible to say Merry Christmas or Nadilog Lagwen in Welsh.
Oh, yes.
Yes. I hope you both have an absolutely magical Christmas with Cairn and Shirley. Shirley?
Shirley?
Oh, Shirley.
Who the devil is Shirley?
Shirley not. And June, respectively. Be sure to eat as much Port Salut and nibbles as physically possible before the January shred. Mine might be coming in March, actually, which I will certainly be joining you on. But seriously, have a magical time with your family and friends because that's what it's all about. On another note, I want to write to thank you for creating such an amazingly hilarious and inclusive podcast. I've got Northern. She's come over the border.
Via Chester.
I feel like you really are both my old friends and that the Port Salut crew really are a crew of people like you two, are searching for the positive and funny, even in the most tricky of times. So thank you for creating this wonderful, cheesy little world. Have the best Christmas and New Year, Caris, of Caris Near Owen fame. Ha ha!
So lovely.
Lovely. Caris.
I'm loving all of it. It's honestly, I'm, again, almost welling up.
I know, it's divine.
But actually, I can't cry when I've had a drink, so that's good.
The heart becomes just a swinging brick as soon as he has a sip.
This one is addressed to the King and Queen of Port Salut.
I'm going to have a bit of Port Salut while you read
this.
You go for it.
I'm guessing, again, it's from America. What are you looking for, darling? You're scratching
knife.
Around for
I'm
a knife there.
The
you
knife.
Had it last. Oh, look!
Oh, my gosh!
It's like a made Christmas card. Wishing you a very merry little Christmas and the happiest new year.
Aww.
The Finstads, Jean, Mandy and Grim.
I assume Grim's the dog, but he could be the husband, of course.
Oh my gosh, what's happened here? So, but this is a Christmas card that obviously you guys like to send out to, I believe it's everyone, really. But it's showing you hard at work.
Oh, it's like a newsletter.
Yeah, it's like a newsletter they do as a family that we've got. I am obsessed with this dog.
Are you?
Yeah, I think it's an Irish hound. It's massive.
Mm.
It's lovely. You've sent us all kinds of things. We'll tweet a picture to this. It's very, very cute.
Oh, it's gorgeous. Look at that.
Now, do you want this weighty one?
Yeah, I'll have that weighty one. Pass it over here. You have this one. Yeah, go again.
You're eating our cheese,
again.
My friend.
I want to eat this.
Okay, so to the Port Salut headquarters. This has come from Toronto. God, they come a long way, don't they?
Oh, they really do. Thank you for sending this.
Merry Christmas or Joyeux Noël.
Oh, c'est oui, très bien.
Jules and Sarah, Merry Christmas from Canada.
Canada!
Sorry that my accent is singing it via LA. I hope you eat all of the cheese and all the wine this holiday season. Your podcast brings me so much joy, and I'm thankful for your fabulous duo. Much love from the frosty north, Emma. P.S. I tried to select the most stereotypical Canadian Christmas card. I think I succeeded. Oh, yeah. It has got the Canadian flag on it.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, Joyeux Noël, love. I mean, that's kind of French, but you do speak French there.
Yeah, Quebec,
gosh,
all that.
Regretting this Prosecco.
Yeah. Okay, now this one's weighty and also sellotape. You know, when an envelope just isn't enough.
Just tape down.
Actually, yeah. My nan always tapes them down, mainly so the postman can't get in. Oh my gosh. Just to say, dear Jules and Sarah, I couldn't resist sending you another coaster.
No.
So now you can have one each. Port Salut and wine is happy days. Here are some cheese jokes. Right, yes. Let's have them. What music does cheese listen to?
Beyonce.
Oh, very good. No, R&B. I think yours is better. Sweet dreams are made of cheese. Who am I to disagree? I cheddar the world and feta and the feta cheese. Everybody's looking for Stilton. From your loving Port Salut crew, Siobhan. Thank you
Siobhan!
So much. And look, now, if you missed this on a previous podcast, Siobhan sent us a coaster and I moaned slightly that there was only one. Now we've got one each.
Oh, how lovely. Right, the last package. Now,
yeah.
Gosh, it's really taped down here. I don't know how I'm going to wedge my way into here. Now, just hang on.
Burrow in, darling.
I love it when you send packages because I'm just like, it's so much effort. It's
yeah.
Like, you just can't believe it. I'd never go to that much effort.
Lovely. Charming.
Gosh, really wedged in down here.
Oh.
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 That tissue paper is so you.
Oh, it's just
teal.
My colour, that teal. I do love turquoise. Now, that's a nice typeface.
Oh, my God. I've just seen what it is. You're going to die. Dig a hole behind you, mate, because you're going to fall in it.
Go on.
Oh, I hope there's two. I really hope there's two. Okay. The card is as dark as my kind of humour. It's one of those 1950s women stood by a cupboard and it says, a real friend will help you hide the body.
And darling, I probably would.
Right, now this is from a lovely girl called Michelle. Michelle, you've written quite a large essay. I will be reading it.
Yes.
But we are pushed for time. We don't want people to switch off.
Can I just
off.
Say, this podcast is going to be long.
It's going to be long.
I mean, get in. You know, if you need to stick the kettle on now, if you need to pour yourself another G&T, if you need
a Prosecco,
to just...
A sherry.
Cancel plans till New Year.
Preheat
fine.
The oven.
Do
we
it
understand.
Now. Yeah.
Dear Jules and Sarah, greetings from California, USA. You might be more familiar with the smaller town of Pebble Beach, where all the fancy people golf. No. But she says, I've also included some dish towels. I'm not sure they call them that in England. We call them tea towels.
Yes, we do.
You're going to have to decide who gets which towel. Hopefully this does not cause a scuffle.
Oh my gosh, I love tea towels. I can't tell you how much I love them.
I love to listen to the podcast, and lately I have been listening while painting my...
God, painting a what?
Painting my baby boy's room.
Oh my God, thank God.
He is due in December, which brings me to the next matter at hand. Cheese. I regret to inform you that I have not been able to try any Port Salut due to my pregnant state. I was a member of the local Cheese of the Month Club and had to stop my membership during my pregnancy. American doctors tell you that no soft cheese. I guess I could have had my husband have all the cheese, but why should he have all the deliciousness?
Oh my God, I couldn't watch somebody else eat all the cheese knowing that I couldn't.
That'd be awful. I can still have cheddar and often pasteurized hand cheese. So for now, that will have to do.
Do you know what is on the list? And I don't know about America, but somebody tweeted me the other day and said, feta's okay. You can have feta while you're pregnant.
Hard cheese,
again,
isn't it?
Don't quote me. Do check.
Sarah's
don't check with
not a
medical professional.
Not a doctor.
But I think
although
you
can. The face of feta.
Absolutely. I'll have my facts pulled together by the time the contract comes through.
I hope this letter finds you both well. Keep up the hard work, dedication, and fantastic YouTube videos. Thanks for all the laughter.
Aww.
Much love, Michelle. Michelle, when you have this gorgeous baby boy.
Yes.
Jules is a great name, FYI. But please, please, please send us a picture of you both. Because
gosh.
I would just love it.
Yeah, I want a picture of you eating cheese in the birthing room.
These tea towels are next level. You're honestly going to die.
Okay. I love
So we
tea
have
towel.
This tea towel here that's covered in small cheeses.
That is... Do you know what?
Camembert, Gorgonzola, Brie, Swiss, Emmental.
It's very chic. That
Mate,
is a very chic
so
cheesy
chic.
Towel. Look at you tossing it over your arm like a French waiter.
Then we have the other one.
Oh, look at that.
With
gorgeous.
Cheese at the bottom. And where did you find these? They're so amazing.
With polka dots. I can't believe...
You're going to have to take a picture of me with them draped over my arm like
them.
This.
Oh my gosh, I absolutely will. They are gorgeous.
The
is it
souks
Michelle?
In Morocco have no way on which I'm
I love posing. That you fashioned them into a garment on your arm there. Oh my, look, I can't believe it. I'm absolutely overwhelmed.
They are so divine. I can't believe that someone's gone to that much effort for us.
I'm going to have to eat cheese in celebration.
God, the gorgonzola looks good, doesn't it?
It does, actually, doesn't it? That brie.
Can you eat a tea towel? Thank you so much, Michelle. That's absolutely divine. Tweet and post a picture of these on our Facebook page.
Yeah, and thank you. Yeah, and send a little picture of your baby boy and hope it all goes well. And all that.
Gosh, right. What the hell's
God,
next?
Lovely. Well, it's going to be...
I'm a bit pissed now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Tell me, how are Ken and Sheila?
Oh my gosh, I had one of the funniest catch-up chats this week. To the point where I was bent over double.
Yes.
Laughing.
In pain.
They are killing me. So, it's the Sheila and Ken week this week Sheila's news could not tell this. So Sheila has been with Auntie Heather for a shopping night in the local town.
Fun.
Town's not that big. Cannot believe it has an organised shopping night. Sheila said she drove in. You can walk from Ken and Sheila's into town. It's like 10 minutes. No.
But they don't. Nobody walks, do they?
I didn't want to carry my bags, darling.
Of course, Sheila.
So,
I understand completely.
She parked up. Anyway, mooch, did a shopping, came back to a car.
Yeah.
And she said, I got in the car, shut the door. She said, I saw this weird envelope on the car thing and I thought it was someone offering services of some sort. So I threw it on the seat. And she started to drive and she said, I knew my car wasn't right. And I was like, what do you mean? She was like, something was going wrong. The wheels weren't moving. So I limped home. I said, limped? She went, you know what I mean. The car limped. If it was a human, it would have limped. I was God.
No, I thought she'd abandoned the car and literally limped home with the shopping.
No. So then she got home and realised that someone had reversed into her car.
Oh, no.
Disaster. So Sheila then has to obviously send the car back and have a hire car come.
Oh, Sheila. That was sweet that they left a note.
Wasn't it?
That's
was
nice
sweet.
That they left a note. Yeah.
Well, it's north, of course.
Oh, of course. Suppose they didn't wait by till she came back.
Didn't like the guy who runs the car company.
Okay.
Not a fan.
Right.
He arrived and she was like, and it's supposed to be like for like. Sheila's got a Mini. Do you know what car turned up? Corsa.
It's not like for like.
She was stood and she said, like... I stood there and he drove down that drive and she said, the only like for like is it's four doors and four wheels.
Yeah.
And he said, now, no Christmas trees in this, no dogs in this, no drink driving, no smoking in the car. And she went, I don't smoke. I won't be having Christmas drinks. I've got my tree and there's no dog. She was fuming.
I mean, that is classic in the north. No drink driving, not in this car. All right.
She's so upset that the car is not chic like the Mini. She won't drive it in the daylight. She won't drive it in the daylight. She's like, thank goodness Waitrose is open till 8 because I can't go.
Oh, Sheila.
And Dad's like chipping up in the background. I've seen her taking off at dusk.
Yeah. quick under the cloak of night, I will take his car out.
That's what I said.
Do you know what, though? Can I just say, there's nothing wrong with a Corsa. My first boyfriend had a Corsa.
He's not your boyfriend anymore, though, is he? And what do you drive now, Sarah?
I drive a Mini.
There we go. 360.
How long she got it for?
Well, time will tell. They've got to fix the whole thing.
And also, you know, just before Christmas,
time of year.
Terrible time.
Then, Christmas food shop. Hell on.
Go on.
She says, I'm fuming.
She missed a window.
No. She said she's got it sorted because she's got the turkey.
Fine.
That's from M&S.
Yeah.
Now, she says the whole system is ludicrous. You've got to arrive at a time, bring your ticket, bring your receipt. Mum says she's got to park a car up. She says, I'm going to have to go with the Corsa.
Yeah.
Get the turkey. And then she said, I'm so glad I don't. She doesn't even eat meat.
That's the best bit.
She's like, I'm going to all this faff for everyone else.
And you know what? I remember the M&S by us, you used to have to queue up to get your food and then you'd have to queue up again to pay.
Yeah.
That was a faff.
Yeah. Big system failure. Anyway, Sheila said, I'm glad I'm not eating turkeys because I've just read in the Times about some flu epidemic within the birds.
Oh, there's always a bird flu epidemic. And do you know what June does? If ever there's a bird flu epidemic, or do you remember when mad cow disease, foot and mouth, was having a moment? June buys up all the meat because it's dirt cheap. We were eating chili con carne for 18 months.
That's hilarious. Anyway, Sheila said, it's all about choosing your time to shop.
Yeah.
Food shops are like A&E, like Nick told me. You know, you don't go at the peak hours. But I said to Sheila, what are you serving on Christmas Day?
Yes.
She said, well, I've been thinking about doing a mackerel pate.
Oh, Sheila.
But she was like, I just don't know where to find this. No, trout pate.
Yeah.
She said, I'm panicking. I can't get it up here. You'll have to look in London.
What, for
so
trout?
I'm on a trout hunt. I'm on a smoked trout hunt. I said, I can get that online. No. You must find it from the fishmonger. I was like, for God's sake.
Why has there been a trout drought?
A trout drought. I'm not sure. Then she said, but the thing is, now don't tell anyone this. Obviously, I'm only telling the select few on here.
Yes, just the Portsalou crew.
Lidl have the best array of like select, and I thought, oh, I said, you will not be going to Lidl. Ken's piping up in the background. It's me that's going to Lidl.
Of course,
she's not going.
Sheila wouldn't be seen dead.
And she said, "Don't shut up. I'm not going." Like that.
Hang on, Lidl's got the best what?
Well, it's got the best chocolate and Lidl. Like,
it has
because it's foods from afar.
Do you know
isn't
what?
It?
I love a Lidl run. I love a Lidl and I love an Aldi. And what did we have from Aldi? Their hummus was lovely.
Really?
Oh, yes. Really nice.
They don't have Aldis down here, do they?
Yeah. Well, they do. There's one right by me.
Is there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We went before we went camping. Lovely burgers. Not for you.
Damn, living in an affluent area. There aren't any in West London.
You'll have to drive to one.
Anyway, Ken has had his office Christmas bash.
Oh, my gosh. Let me guess. Swinging from the rafters, somebody's pregnant. Tell me everything.
Couldn't be further from the truth.
Go on.
It got the times wrong. Ken thought his bash started at 4, so had booked his train tickets because he was like... I didn't want to get loose in Leeds. I wanted to come home and wake up next to your mum. And I thought, oh, Dad, that's nice.
Anyway, I went to get loose in Leeds.
Yes, well, this is why. But it was booked at 7. He said, do you know what time my last train home was?
Go on.
8. Oh, I said, oh, Ken! So he had to drive. He didn't have a choice.
Oh, Ken. What, 8 o'clock's the last train home?
It's tight, isn't it?
And no cab.
Yeah, but the thing is, though, imagine up north at 8 o'clock on a Friday in December.
Do you know what, though? It would have gone dark. Sheila could have come in the Corsa.
Sheila could have come in the Corsa. Beep, beep.
Get in this car. Look at you. You're absolutely plastered.
That better not be a Christmas tree in your hand. There's no Christmas trees coming in.
Is that a dog? Get rid of it.
Oh, God.
Oh, gosh. Just wonderful.
But also,
yes,
we have had a very special bit of correspondence this week.
Yes.
Get ready for this.
Merry Christmas, Sarah. I hope you get all the gifts and, of course, the cheese over the festive period. And to you, my beloved Portsalou crew, a very Merry Christmas.
Oh, it's Ken's Christmas. Christmas message. God, he sounds a bit like Paul McCartney.
He looks like Paul McCartney.
Does he?
Yay!
Oh my gosh, divine. Well, look, this leads beautifully on to June. Now, June has also sent a Christmas message, which I'll play you in a minute. But as you know, I went back to see June. And then the following Thursday, June had her Christmas Carol concert, right?
Yes.
Now, tensions were running high because they were oversubscribed.
Uh-oh.
Right. I think they had 100 coming. They only had space for 80. Don't tell the fire brigade. But I went home and had my Christmas jumper on, my Ab Fab Christmas jumper. I said, do you want to borrow it? She went, I think I'd be too warm, to be honest, playing the violin. I said, June, I'm stood by the Arga and I feel like I'm menopausal. You'll definitely be too hot playing the violin. Honestly, just the seam alone.
It doesn't look like an expensive knit, no offence.
No,
it would have been torn apart.
Seriously, Christmas jumpers, be careful, kids. Don't go near naked flames. They'd go up. They're the most synthetic thing. They are the modern day shell suit.
Oh,
they'd just be
Christ.
Gone up. So they had all these people in. I mean, to serve them mulled wine at half time, you know, out the back. You can go out the back and out the front, avoiding
busy.
A bottleneck. Oh. Oh, yes, it was terrible. I mean, how do you get a pig in blanket to 100 people?
Oh.
She didn't serve pig in blankets. She'll be very cross for me saying that. Just a mulled wine and a mince pie, thank you.
God, mulled wine's good.
Yeah, she had an urn. She had an urn to keep it warm.
I bet June does a good mulled wine
as
well. She
just
knows
like
the right level of cinnamon, cloves, star of anise or whatever it's called.
Yeah. Oh, and aside, actually, I was with Ed this weekend. Hi, Ed.
Hi, Ed.
Have you heard, as being in the beauty trade, an oaty sock?
Pardon?
Are you familiar? So oat milk, very good for the skin, right? Now, the way to get this in your bath, get a sock, any sock. You put oats in it, like porridge oats, tie it up, put it in the bath, and then you squeeze it, you can milk it, and the milk comes out.
Wow, something I'll never try.
You were looking
like Cleopatra, I shall bath in goat's milk.
Absolutely.
Only. Thank
brought
you.
Brought in by somebody else. So look, June has sent her own Christmas message.
Happy Christmas, Jules and Sarah. And here is a lovely little poem about having a puppy at Christmas.
Aww.
It's the day before Christmas and all through the house, the puppy is squeaking an old rubber mouse. The wreath which had merrily hung on the door is scattered in pieces all over the floor.
True story.
The stockings that hung in a neat little row now boast a hole in each one of the toes.
Oh, no.
The tree was subjected to bright-eyed whims, and now, although splendid, it's missing some limbs. I catch her and hold her. Be good, I insist. She licks me, then runs off to see what she's missed. And now as I watch her, the thought comes to me that hers is the spirit that Christmas should be. Should children and puppies yet show us the way and teach us the joy that should come with this day?
Quite right.
Could they bring the message that's written above and tell us that, most of all, Christmas is love?
God, that's
beautiful,
June.
Gorgeous, divine. Look at her.
Poet Laureate will be
yes,
ringing.
Yes, absolutely. So that was June's... Again, sounding very, very posh. She never sounds like that.
Well, she's busy, though.
She is.
June is busy. It's a miracle we even got time for that voice
absolutely.
Note.
Absolutely. To get that Christmas message exclusively on the podcast. Now, look, shall we do our news from the north?
Yes.
Is yours festive?
Yes.
Good.
Now, look.
Go on.
I've got two.
Oh, I mean, really, once again, if you need to put the oven on, you need to top yourself up, just stick the kettle on. A third mince pie, you go for it.
But now look, listen in. They're from the same paper.
Oh, great.
This is rare that you've... And they're both festive. It's rare that you find two key bits of news...
Yes.
..from the same title around the same
and
theme.
Which title is this?
The Barnsley Chronicle.
Oh, my gosh. I'm in.
Barnsley Pie Factory to appear on TV. BBC MasterChef presenter Greg Wallace will appear on TV next week, showcasing viewers around the world's biggest mince pie factory in Barnsley.
Oh!
It's the first time the BBC Talk series Inside the Factory has created a Christmas special, and presenter Greg will be following how the Mr. Kipling mince pie is made at Premier Foods Bakery in Carlton.
I'd be very interested to know.
The bakery is expecting to produce around 180 million mince pies this year. The most ever! During the programme, Greg will be seen helping the team throughout the production process, from unloading key ingredients such as flour, sugar, sultanas, making the pastry dough, cooking the mincemeat, baking, testing and packing the mince pies. They're really struggling for copy here, aren't they? And then loading them up in the lorry as they make their way onto supermarket shelves. And that's about that.
Well,
they do it short in Barnsley. People don't have time to read a full article.
Here's what it is. Here's when it's on.
I'm excited about that. Now, this is my favourite. Christmas tree is around 80 years old.
No!
Is this the oldest Christmas tree in Barnsley?
Not in the country, not even in the county. Barnsley.
In Barnsley. The tree belongs to Terry Wright, who believes it is about 80 years old.
Well, now, hang on a minute.
It looks
what, he's just
about,
pointed at it?
It looks about 80 years old, TBF. It was passed down to him by his parents, Cora and Harry, who used it at their home in Dillington Square, Wasborough Common, when their children were very, very young. And Teddy himself has had it for about 30-odd years.
Hang on
no
a minute.
No joke, it's written 30-odd years.
Yeah. Is it artificial?
No!
What?
No, oh, it's a real...
Do they replant it then and bring it in? They must do.
Do you know? I don't know if it is artificial. I've had to have a closer look. You're going to have to second my opinion. They wouldn't write an article on an artificial tree being 80 years old.
I don't think they were making artificial trees 80 years ago, were they?
It's a very trim bush, I must say. I've been for a closer inspection. Terry is 73 and his brother Harry is 84, and they remember it from when they were children. He said it brings back some tremendous memories. Terry of Mayfield, Monkbreton, puts the tree up almost every year and trims it with his own decorations. God, look at it!
Oh my God, it's more of a branch than anything else, really. It's a branch
on
at
his
a bush.
That, isn't it? Just
oh
shoved
my
in that box.
God.
They look like they're clinging on, to be honest.
I don't think it
is. It can't be an 80-year-old artificial tree.
No, it's really hard to say. I mean, I love at the bottom that it says, read more in this week's Barnsley Chronicle.
Well, I think they tease it online, to be honest.
Yeah, well, they've done well too. I would buy the Barnsley Chronicle on the back of this.
I'm writing in.
I want to know. Well, God, mystery upon mystery over there. Now, this, my news from the north, has come from a website which June has said, everybody's on it. Wilmslow.co.uk. Have a fantastic night out at the pantomime.
Oh, God.
This year's pantomime at Wilmslow Guild is something a little bit different. Oh, no, it isn't.
Oh, yes, it is.
Dracula the Panto.
Yes.
It may not be a traditional story like Cinderella or Dick Whittington, but this panto has all the classic aspects of a panto you'd expect, such as a dame, a villain, plenty of bad jokes, and, of course, the behind you scene. The story is set in a small idyllic village where Dame Rosie Glow, the proprietor of the Flying Mouse Inn, is struggling with everyday life as a mother of two, Jack, about as useful as a square wheel, and beautiful Sonia. Business is bad because people are disappearing at night. Someone strange and evil lives in the nearby castle.
Ah!
He's said to have pointy teeth and a werewolf as a butler. But this is right up your alley.
I'm in. I'm literally booking my tickets.
When young Richard comes to the village to seek work, hopes are raised that he might be the one to free the people and bring back peace and happiness. The Guild Players pantomime is always hugely popular. I've got a feeling this was the panto I was in, right? When I lived in Wilmslow.
Were you in a panto?
Oh, I've been in many a panto.
No, you haven't.
Aladdin, Dick Whittington, Cinderella.
It's all clicking into place,
gosh.
Really.
With many people enjoying taking their children to a show in the run-up to Christmas to get in the festive mood. Ticket secretary Bill Betton said people love to come to our pantomime because, unlike the big professional shows, our theatre only holds 80. This means the kids are really close to the action and they are always totally absorbed in the show. We start early at 7:15, so it's not too late for the younger members of the audience. We're finished by 9:30. The panto is being directed by Guild Players member Anya Shebeck. When asked about her choice of panto, she said, I picked this panto because it's got everything a classic panto should have, but with the additional potential of the villain being a vampire. It's definitely a challenge to put on, but provides great opportunities for fun, humour and the odd scary moment. My favourite character is Boris, Count Dracula's butler, continued Anya. He is the werewolf who tries to be scary and wild, but is actually quite cute. He would really like nothing more than to lead a nice, quiet and peaceful life without having to be nasty. Rehearsals are going very well and are a lot of fun, concluded Anya. Our four young principals are doing an absolutely brilliant job with their parts. We're very proud of them. They are a great addition to our cast of experienced actors, some of whom have been with the Guild Players for years. We're very much looking forward to performing Dracula the Panto for you. The pantomime runs from the 14th to the 17th of December. Very small window, which we seem to have missed. Tickets cost £7.50 for adults. And £5 for children. I know, no online booking fee. No, book it. That's the north for you.
No, you wouldn't have that daylight robbery down here.
So following that disappointment, would you like to play Would You Rather?
Always.
Would you rather have to loudly sing the chorus of Jingle Bells every time you walk in a room for a week, or have to wear a Santa suit every day for a week?
Oh,
jingle
God.
Bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
How long do I sing it for?
You have to sing the chorus every time you walk in a room for a week.
That one.
Rather than the Santa suit.
Oh, I wouldn't be seen dead in that red. I just wouldn't. Or that beard. It wouldn't look great.
Lovely boots.
When I walk into a room, what if I don't leave the house?
What if you don't leave the house?
That's it, done. Barricaded
I
in.
I shan't leave this room. You'll all have to come to me.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, lovely.
Fine.
Yeah.
I'm not wearing that red, ghastly suit.
Will you just sing Jingle Bells just once for the Port Salut crew?
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle
That was good. I thought you were going to choke to death.
I thought I was going to take
there.
Off.
Yeah, a little moment. Oh my gosh.
I think we've had enough cheese jokes for this week, don't
what?
You? We've had loads from correspondence.
Yeah,
it's
we
been
have.
A lot. And we've eaten loads of cheese.
So we'll
save that for the new year.
The cheese content really has been very much exhausted on this podcast. So look, we absolutely, as always, completely adore you for listening. Thank you. You can get in touch anytime. I'm at this Sarah Powell.
I'm at Jules Van Herp.
And the address, should you wish to write to us, Jules and Sarah, the podcast, the Port Salut Crew Headquarters, PO Box 66747, London NW59GH.
Beautiful, beautiful.
So the only thing that is left is to give each other our presents.
Yes, and an affirmation, don't forget. Forget that part.
Something to have at the end, to have and to hold. So look, darling, I can't believe you're very naughty getting me something chic because, well, wait till you see this.
Darling, I just couldn't face it.
No.
I looked at novelty. I tried.
You tried.
Believe me, I tried.
All right, fine, if you tried. I have purposefully wrapped yours in the naffest paper that I could find.
Isn't it?
Hideous, isn't it?
Where do you find that?
Happy Christmas,
thanks, darling. Gosh, I'm dreading this.
I love you. Where do you find paper like that? It's cats with hats.
With Brussels sprouts.
Now the
Oh, that's the tape.
Yeah, that's my Brussels sprout tape.
Gosh, Sarah, you're hilarious.
I know, I'm too much, aren't I? Describe the cover.
The cover is... don't want to miss out on any of your taste on air, do we? Polar bears, penguins, bears, donkeys, lambs and reindeer all on the front.
With antlers.
With antlers.
Yes.
Appearing to be mounted against the wall, not by another species.
That's right.
To Darling Jules, I know you loathe Christmas, but at least you have a chic card. Do try to have a gorgeous time. Get snogged under the mistletoe. Oh, I have actually already.
Oh, have you?
But it was only a kiss from a friend. It wasn't a snog. and go to bed with a cheese board. No, absolutely. Huge love, Sarah. Kiss, 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 kiss.
Love you.
Love you.
Look at that chic card. That's very chic for me.
It's very chic.
That was the chicest card in the box.
Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure, babes. Not easy to wrap this.
No, I can imagine with that paper, pattern matching must have been a nightmare. It feels like a mug. It's absolutely amazing, and I'm terribly sorry, but this is going to have to be listed under illicit content. But it's a mug that says, "Oh bollocks, it's Christmas."
But it's
I'm covered with the most garish traditional mug, like Christmas decorations ever. It's amazing. It's actually amazing.
We'll put a picture up on the Facebook page, facebook.com/Jules and Sarah.
Gosh, that's so good, Sarah. You're going to kill me because I've been naughty.
Oh, no. I can't believe it. I've bought you a mug. Oh, my gosh.
I just couldn't possibly because, honestly, and I will say this, in front of the Portslade crew, you have been a complete rock to me this year, and I haven't been through the easiest time, and you and this podcast have really saved my bacon. And I couldn't have done it without you. And
darling,
I'm very, 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 very grateful.
Oh,
I love you so much. And I actually saw a comment the other day on one of our YouTube videos, and it said, it's so lovely watching our friendship grow.
Oh, God, that is lovely.
And it is nice as a friend, as part of this whole thing, being able to watch it and edit it and listen and be like, this friendship's just growing and growing and growing. It's really lovely. So honestly, you are actually an absolute doddle to shop for. Yeah. One of the easiest people ever, ever.
I am. I wish I knew me so I could shop for me.
God, I'd
this
be
is really
if
naughty
I was you.
Because I feel exactly the same about you. And I've had my moments this year. God knows I've had them. And actually, I was having a bad day today. I was having a low day. I was a little bit teary, a little bit grumpy. And I come in here and obviously I've had the greatest time. And yeah, so thank you. Right.
Thick that paper, isn't
what
it?
What a God, very weighty. You are naughty. You are naughty. I'm not buying you anything else. Oh my gosh. Right, okay.
Do the little ones first.
Two little boxes by Savvy London. Means nothing to me, unfortunately. I'm so sorry. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh! They are pink Perspex frames with us in them. Oh my, so there's one from our first birthday video I'm holding. Oh my gosh, what's this one? You are too much. Oh my God, and here's the gorgeous one from Polston Lacey. Jules, I can't believe you've done this. You've completely shown me up. I've bought you a very tacky
mug. Don't be ridiculous.
Tacky
mug. To be perfectly honest, I'm absolutely sick to my back teeth of coming to your apartment with no pictures of me anywhere.
That is, and I can't believe there's something else.
Now,
you
look,
are, oh my gosh.
This, there were so many that I wanted to buy, but you are so wonderfully easy to buy. And I actually think you might have it, but I'm not sure.
Oh my God, I don't have it. Is it a bag? Is it?
It's a bag.
Oh,
do you like it?
I love it. Look, I'm inviting you to look. You can't, it's a podcast. It's a silver massive clutch bag with stars on it. Oh my God, you are so
it's one of the most garish
naughty
things I've ever seen,
I
but I knew
it.
She'd love it.
Oh my gosh, I absolutely love it. Look at this.
Aww.
Oh darling. Oh my God. Thank you.
You're
thank
so
you.
Welcome.
Thank you. Oh my God. So look, we're gonna finish on Jules's word or affirmation of the week. What have you gone for?
It's actually an affirmation. Now, it's a quote from my favourite Christmas film, but I actually really like it as a Christmas quote, so we're going ahead with it.
Okay.
So this is by Dr. Seuss, and it's from the film The Grinch.
Great.
Maybe Christmas, the Grinch thought, doesn't come from a store.
Oh, yes!
Lovely, isn't it?
Gorgeous. It's not about bustling round M&S, elbowing somebody to get to the last trifle. No. Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas, darling.
Have the most lovely Christmas. Stay safe. We love you so much.
We love you very much.
We really do. And look, people have all sorts of different Christmases and some of them are difficult and we are always here. Right?
There is a backlog of podcasts for
oh
you to
my
go
gosh,
through.
There's
also a nibble coming out in between. But we are going to have a little break.
We are going to have a very small break, but the nibble will be out on Tuesday. So look, you know, if you can claw your way through Christmas, just have the nibble in mind. We love you so much. Have a brilliant time. I hope you get everything you want. We love you very much. And we will see you next time.
See you next year. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.